بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Continuing with the different narrations on the hadith of Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhuma. Hazrat Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi has brought various narrations of the same incident, but slight differences that have come in the hadith to show us the completeness and to show us how it appears in the various hadith. Sometimes the narration has a different meaning, has a different shade of meaning. Although the core of the hadith is the same, the different shade of the meaning, or the different explanations that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have given, the muhaddithin have given. So therefore, to bring everything in front of us to show us such an important aspect of our deen, which is iftisad fil ibadah, which is moderation in ibadah. And why moderation is important? So he has brought this to show us the many lessons that are involved. According to another narration, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhuma said, my father married me to a noble woman. He was always concerned about his daughter-in-law and would ask about her husband. She would say to him that Abdullah is a wonderful man. However, he has never slept on our bed or removed our veil since we came to him. And he was, as we know, that he would be fasting the whole day and the whole night in Salat. Can you imagine the dedication and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu anhuma and all the Sahaba had, but here specifically Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu anhuma, that even after getting married also, the whole night was in ibadat. He didn't even spend any time with his wife. So, and his wife was what a wonderful woman also, that she didn't complain. Only when the father-in-law came to ask that how is it, how is everything, then she just mentioned, by the way, that he is a very nice person, he is a wonderful person, but he hasn't spent any time, in other words, no time for me. She didn't make a big issue or scene when she was asked. Indirectly, she just mentioned that it isn't time for me, so to speak. So then, when quite some time passed in this way, he related it to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, send him to me. So now, the father went and told Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that this is the condition of my son, that he has not spending any time with his wife, whole night he is in ibadat. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, send him to me. So now Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr ibn As radiallahu anhu says, I then went to meet him and asked, how do you keep your fast? Again, here we learn, is that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got news from the father. Father is generally a reliable source. But still, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't just tell him, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him again, that how do you keep your fast? Again, teaching us something very, very important. When information comes to us, first verify, don't accept it from one side, we're getting information, assume that it is correct. And very often we formulate opinions about the next person just by listening to one side of the story. One intelligent person, old person said very nicely, and why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us 2 ears and 1 tongue? Why did Allah ta'ala give us 2 ears and 1 tongue? He said to listen to 2 sides of the story before you give that 1 verdict. So this is something for us to keep in mind. So anyway, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is asking him that how do you keep your fast? I replied, every day. He asked, how often do you complete the recitation of the Quran? I replied, every night. Can you imagine? Fasting every day, completing tilawat of Quran every night. He then related everything as stated above. He would also recite 1/7 of the Quran during the day to one of his family members so that it would be easier for him at night. What he would do is during the day he would do his dhuhr, read that part, and then at night what he would do, he would read the same part again. So here he says he would also recite 1/7 of the Quran during the day to one of his family members so that it would become easier for him at night, and he would wanted to gain strength, so he would not fast for several days. He would then count the number of days which he did not fast, and he would fast the same number so as not to leave out anything, which he used to do at the time when he separated from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All the above narrations are authentic. Most of them are narrated by both Bukhari Sharif and Muslim Sharif, whilst a few of them are narrated by one of the two. One other important lesson we learn from here is that when a person is honest and he's truthful, and his only focus is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his focus is pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, following the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then a person doesn't worry about what his respect is. This Hazrat Abdullah ibn As radiallahu anhuma, this was like, so to speak, a defect. It wasn't a defect. Actually, Allah Ta'ala had made them do these things so that we could learn that how do we bring moderation in our ibadah. That what did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tell him? So that we can learn. So although it seems as though it was a mistake on his part, Allah Ta'ala made it such that this mistake happened, this error of judgment happened, but he didn't feel shy to narrate that this is what my condition was, this is what my father-in-law, what my father did, this is what my wife happened to say, and this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised us. He didn't feel shy to say it. Normally a person will feel very shy when he's worried what his respect, what will happen to his respect, and what will people say, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to correct me, and then I had to get corrected. So what are people going to say? He didn't worry what people will say. Thousands of years we are still relating his story, and Allah Ta'ala is rewarding him because of the lessons we learnt from his incident. Another thing, as we mentioned before, was istiqamat. Even in his old age now, he couldn't keep one fast and leave out one fast, keep one fast. So what he would do is, he would stay without fasting for a few days. Then he'll count that I didn't fast for 5 days, then he'll fast now for 5 days. So that just to keep that amount that he committed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, although it was nafil, but because I committed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I don't want to break my commitment. So this was the commitment to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal and bringing this iqtisad, this moderation, ibadat, which is something which is very, very important. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.